Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is Lantern. On the continuation of Lantern, we have an interesting story. Of course, after listening to this story, we have the speech of the scholar and the important points of this story. Are you ready for your turn? He was a student, probably in his early 20s. I didn't know his name. I really didn't care. All I know is he was going for a layup while playing basketball, lost his balance and fell on the ground flat on his back. We thought he would shake it off and continue the game, so no one really cared. To everyone's surprise, he never got up. At first, a few people on his team, later everyone went up to him, but he just wouldn't reply. CPR did not good. The ambulance personnel couldn't save him from dying. The result at the ER was no better. He was dead. As I came home tonight, I thought to myself it could have been me going up for that layup. It was very possible that I could be laying in the cold city morgue right this minute as I type this email. Am I ready to die? Did I communicate with Allah today? Did I perform my daily prayers? Did I seek the pleasure of Allah? Did I treat my parents and family with respect and love? Did I give any at all in charity or sadaqah today? How many times did I remember Allah and recount His name? The entire day I made time to go to school, check my email, read the news, chat with friends, watch TV, play basketball. But did I even once say, Astaghfirullah? Did I ask Allah to forgive the sins that I've committed today? No, not once. Did I say Alhamdulillah other than in my daily prayers? No, not once, my friends. Would you like to know why? Because I was too caught up with myself and my daily activities. Well, guess what? I could have lost my life during a layup in a basketball game, and what do I have with me? Not a thing. Nothing that I did today do I get to bring with me to the grave. Nothing. A few words that I could have uttered were the only things that I could have brought with me. A few words that wouldn't take a few seconds of concentration out of the 24 hours. There was allotted to me. A few cents in charity instead of cold drinks and candy bars could have saved my soul. But I insisted to continue with my careless attitude. Thank Allah, it wasn't my turn to go, because I sure wasn't ready. Now I close my eyes and say Alhamdulillah. Now I look back and say Astaghfirullah. Now I have a different attitude. Now I want to prepare for my turn. Did you perform your prayers today? Did you give in charity and love? Did you ask for forgiveness yet? Do you care? I'm asking because I don't want to see you fall, knowing you aren't ready for your turn. Are you ready for your turn? May the peace and mercy of Allah be upon us all.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio Well what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about them explore them and explain about some of the points in those stories in order to take lessons and make use of them in our daily lives Well today we want to talk about remembering death When a person is involved in his daily affairs and he or she neglects death and eternal life, he or she gets ready for engaging in all sorts of sins and wrongdoings and surrenders the temptations of Satan from their whims and desires of their own self. The most significant factor which could tame this aggressive self is the remembrance of death and the instability of this world and the events of the next world. In fact, if we pay attention, we will see that sooner or later death will overcome a person and he will be put in the grave and his limbs will disintegrate and turn into earth. He will cut his relations with his wealth, children, house, and the world as such. He or she will pretty soon be forgotten as if they had never existed. But he or she is responsible now for what they have done before. Now they wish they had never been born to take this burden of sins on their shoulders. For this very reason, it is emphasized in the Islamic traditions to remember death. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The best asceticism in this world is remembrance of death. The best worship is remembrance of death. The best contemplation is the remembrance of death. One on whom the remembrance of death weighs heavily will find his grave to be one of the gardens of paradise." Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "Remember the destroyer of pleasures, the terminator of desires, the inviter of separations. Remember the disperser of groups, the remover of hopes, the one that draws near what is to be forgotten, the announcer of partings and dispersions." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "The remembrance of death kills desires in the soul, cuts off the sources of heedlessness and strengthens the heart through Allah's promises. It softens the temperament, breaks the signpost of whims, puts out the fire of greed, and makes the world appear miserable and worthless." All the narrations we refer to are about taking remembrance of death serious, not only because of ourselves, but also for the sake of other things as well. Okay, now let's go for a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern and we are talking about remembering of death and its effect on the person. Once a man's name was mentioned in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the man was praised. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Did he remember death?" The attendants answered, "We don't remember him saying anything about death." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then responded, "Then he is not to be praised." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, who are the cleverest people?" He answered, "Those who are the most frequent in the remembrance of death and the firmest in readiness for it. Those are clever ones who have taken the honor of this world and the favors of the hereafter." This story tells us that remembering death and consequently being careful about our conduct is of so much significance in our religion. Every moment that slips by is an opportunity to do good deeds and seek forgiveness. But one day these moments will run out. So fill each day with peace, kindness, and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that the reward of a believer is never lost. Thank you very much. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.